I strode into Mr. Morris's office, which was the size of other administrator offices, except for the fact that it looked bigger. There was only a small and sleek desk pushed up against the corner near the only window in the room, with a computer on top and a couple of books stacked neatly next to it. A thin, cheap-looking computer chair sat right behind the desk. There were no bookshelves, no tables, no diplomas on the walls, or even a picture. It was basically a barren room. The only item which seemed to have any significance was a leather chair which sat in the other corner of the room. It was expensive-looking, and appeared as if it could fit two people in it. A professor's chair, one you could sit back in with a smoking jacket and a pipe, a glass of wine, and a good book. Just then Mr. Morris entered the room and politely asked me to sit down. To my surprise, he grabbed the computer chair and sat right down in the opposite corner, and gestured to me to have a seat in the nice chair. I looked kind of surprised, as if I would be intruding by sitting on the only nice thing in his office.
"Don't worry," he said. "Everyone expects me to sit in that chair because it is the only decent item in this office, but I prefer this simple chair. My wife bought that for me when I first started counseling people, thinking I could sit in comfort and look more like a psychologist, I guess. But I prefer my students to be comfortable."
I scurried over to the chair and sat down with my butt pressing against the front. I wasn't sure if I should look attentive or comfortable, so I chose attentive. By way of background, I knew about Mr. Morris because he was one of the cool teachers and a bit of an enigma. I don't know exactly how old he is, but he looks like he's in his upper 20s or early 30s. He is tall, with dirty blonde wavy hair, and has an athletic body. He has a bit of a baby face, but has a manly jawline. I picture him as a Swedish tennis player or skier. He definitely doesn't fit the mold of the average high school teacher. People also said he didn't even need a teaching job because he made a lot of money as a trader or stockbroker or something like that, and only became a teacher and counselor recently. So he must be one of those do-gooders, or maybe a little bit crazy, I don't know.
"It is nice to meet you, Hope. My name is David Morris, and I am a counselor at the school when not teaching classes. I have a psychology degree, as well as a master's in counseling, which is why I split my duties here. But most of all, I like to help students who are struggling in school or personally. Do you know why you have been sent my way?"
I was already intimidated as he seemed so calm and matter-of-fact. I wasn't sure whether he was on my side or against me. "Wait a minute. I don't think I did anything wrong. So why is there even a side?" "I don't think I did anything wrong, so I guess I'm not sure why I'm here."
"No, I don't think you did anything wrong either," he stated. "I've been looking through your file and believe the thinking is that you are in a new school and your grades are average at best for the moment, but all of your test scores, aptitude results, and grades from your previous schools show you have tremendous talent and ability. So I was brought into this situation to see whether you need time adjusting or if there is something deeper going on in your life which gets in the way of your studies."
I immediately went into some weird defensive mode in my mind and blurted out, "So what is wrong with average grades? I mean, the word average comes from the fact that most people fit into this category, and there are so many people who are below average and so many average people. Otherwise, there wouldn't even be the word average. It would be some other word for average and not average." Ouch, that was painful. What is wrong with me?
"It is true. While using the word average a bunch of times," he said with a slight smile, "didn't necessarily help your definition. Most people are average.
So you see tons of average students in your office every day and try to delve into their averagedom?" I actually thought it was a good comeback.
"No, I would not say that I do," he said with a smile. "If we have a C student who has been pulling C's all his life, then we do not inquire. Some people are performing at their potential, and some people's potential is average compared to the rest of their fellow students.